Welcome to the Meadow Podcast, and we're here today with Bob Arnold, founder of the Meadow Ministry. Welcome, Bob.
Well, Don, it's great to be here. This is the Meadow's first podcast.
It's so exciting, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, yeah. So where we want to bring people up to speed, I think, Bob, is I just would like to start, not everyone out there knows you, so I'd like to start with, you've been in ministry, what, 40 years, right?
40 years, over 40 years, yep.
Yeah?
So, you know, it all started really with, you know, I was at Towson State. I was an atheist, and one of the teachers there talked to me. I became a Christian, and then from there on, my heart was always to just want to share the gospel of Jesus with whoever. And then about a year after that, I ran into the director of Youth for Christ and ended up staying there for 40 years. So.
40 years at Youth for Christ.
40 years.
So you're telling us now you're retired? You retired from Youth for Christ?
I left the ministry of Youth for Christ, and I actually started a new ministry, which is we're going to talk about in a few minutes. But, you know, my heart was really with kids that were not part of the church and had never darkened the door of the church, to get them involved and lead them to Christ. And, you know, through the years, then I've developed a new and a different vision for what I think God wants me to do at the end of my life.
The end of your life. Wow, that sounds pretty profound there, Bob.
Well, unfortunately, the end of my life's probably going to be 30 or 40 years. In the years that I was involved in working with young people, one of the great desires of my heart that continually kept growing was the need that I saw for people to go deeper with Christ. And through the years, one of the things that I ran into was a guy from Regent College in Vancouver, British Columbia, James Houston, who turned me on to reading the classics of Christianity. And he said, if you want to know what true spirituality is, the way you find that out is by reading the classics. Because those are the things that have endured through generations, and they have the depth of truth. A lot of books and ideas that are written about spirituality right now, a lot of times don't have the accuracy of the history of spirituality.
So when you're talking about reading, I hear you're an avid reader. So you have a little story behind that, don't you?
Well, you know, Jay Kester, who was president of Youth for Christ, I heard him speak about 30, 35 years ago. And one of the things he said was his goal was to read one book a week. So it's been my goal to basically read one book a week. And so one of the things I am thinking about, this as a little aside, is what am I going to do with all my books when I die? Or what are they going to do with my
what
books?
That's more like what it's going to be. What are they going to do with all your books? Well, what are you going to do with all these books you've read? Because, you know, book knowledge is one thing, but what can you say has come to fruition in your life over reading all these books?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, that what they have done is given me a tremendous vision of what the depth of spirituality is all about. And I think, you know, so many ways I feel like what God has done over the last 40 years has prepared me for the days that we're in right now, because I see what's happening is two things that are very significantly happening that are drawing people to, you know, to walk deeper with Christ, mainly because they need to walk deeper with Christ. First of all, there are a lot of people out there that, you know, younger people all the way through older people that have a natural desire to want to know Christ in very, very deep ways. And I think, unfortunately, for the last, you know, lots of years, there hasn't been much for them in the church. They have this great desire, but it feels like they have nowhere to go.
And is that because, do you feel they don't have any place to go because there's no follow-up to what they're experiencing? Or,
well, I think the church is so focused on winning people to Christ, they've really missed the whole point. That the whole experience of Christianity is not just becoming a Christian, but always God has so much more for us. And as a result, you know, people are pretty much left. They're satisfied, they're saved, but they really don't know where to go from there. And there's this great hunger in one group of people. The second thing is there is a desperate hunger in a lot of people because they've run into experiences in life where they need to know about a deeper and a richer God. You know, some people that are retiring, they're no longer working. There's a deep emptiness. They don't know what to do. There's people that have lost children in death. Husbands have lost their wives. Wives have lost their husbands. And, you know, there are people that have gotten very, very serious diseases that have totally turned their life around and they don't know what to do. It's like I was reading this week, you know, there's events that happen that change the whole surface of your life. One phone call can tell you something like the phone call that Gina and I got about our daughter.
Yeah. Well, so, just to turn this a little bit, so you've had some serious tragedy in your life. Can you share a little bit about that experience?
Well, I think that the thing is, you know, Jeannie and I got a phone call, a late night phone call, that the coroner in South Carolina had found our daughter in their house dead. She was 23 years old. And it's like the most devastating thing you could ever have in your life that occurs. And I mean, the depths of depression and despair about that is just overwhelming. And so, you know, up to that point, I've read and spent a lot of time thinking about things spiritual. At that point, everything that I knew and all that I am really was tested in terms of from a spiritual standpoint. And not only tested, but everything that I needed to know about God, that I knew about God, I needed at that point to deal with the great pain that was going on in my life.
So you've begun this ministry, The Meadow, and you're seeing this pain and suffering and lack of intimacy with Christ in people's lives. So what are your goals for The Meadow? Where do you see them helping people find that deeper, richer life with Christ?
Well, I think, first of all, I think a very important part of The Meadow is to create a vision that there is something far greater and far richer in Christ. The second thing that's very, very important is that, you know, I think a lot of people think they just fall into spirituality and they don't really have to do anything and everything's great and good with God, and they find that it ends up not being that rich of an experience. Well, I think what the history of spirituality says, and what the history, you know, the recent history says, you know, just like all the skills that you have in life, you need to be trained in the ways of spirituality. And so it's very important that people are trained and that they have that. The other thing that's very, very important is that you'll find this all through history and today, that people that grow deep in Christ because they're part of a community. There's a group of people that they have real strong friendships with, and their friendship is really grounded in Christ and grounded in growing deeper in Christ. But you got to know there's something more for you from God. You got to learn the skills that help you to be able to walk deeper. And I think you got to have a group of people that are walking with you.
So I hear from the grapevine that you do a lot of one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Not, I wouldn't use the word counseling, but you share your life and their lives together. And so can you give us a little snapshot of what it's like being in community with other Christians?
Well, I think the thing, it's hard to put all the pieces together, but, you know, one of my strongest suits is meeting with people one-on-one. And, you know, on an average week, you know, I'll meet with 8 or 10 people. And those people vary, but at the center of most of them is this desire to want to walk deeper. And so, you know, spirituality at its height is this, is, you know, you're walking with a set of circumstances and a set of problems in your life. And there is God that wants to meet you in the midst of whatever that may be, whether it's a death all the way to, you know, you're having a problem with an employee at work. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, and then I think the reality, which, you know, there's a thing called contemplation, which is learning to be in the presence of God. And I think helping people to realize that whatever they face, there is this tremendous thing called contemplation that you can walk and, you know, take with you wherever you go, whether it's in a business meeting or whether it's in a problem with your family or just if you're out enjoying nature. And, you know, interestingly, in the last couple of months, what I've found out is now a lot of corporations are teaching their employees how to do contemplation. Microsoft's doing it. Amazon's doing it. And so a lot of people are using it because it's a tremendous thing to be able to, you know, help you to settle down, help you to process and think through things.
Can you give us a little bit of a view of just a small, short, brief synopsis of what you see contemplation as being?
Well, I think, you know, when you break it down, the first significant thing is that contemplation helps you to slow down everything in life and to really become present to what is really happening to you. And so,
now, when you say present, so are you saying some people... Are you saying some people withdraw from presence, the presence of reality?
Well, I think what's happening is the normal reality of life is people get up, they start moving during the day, and the next thing you know, they're feeling a tremendous amount of fear, they're tremendous amount of guilt, or just a lot of anxiety. Hmm. And so what happens then in the normal person, a normal situation, they just keep on trying to weather the day. And as the day goes on, this just keeps wearing them out more and more. Well, I think there's, you know, a great thing of being able, when you realize this anxiety, you realize maybe that anger that's surfacing, that you sit down, take some time and breathe, be by yourself, and begin becoming aware of the voices that are pushing you around during the day. And ultimately...
So are you saying there's good voices and bad voices?
Well, there's, you know, obviously there's good voices and there's bad voices.
Okay.
But I think when you shake it down, the three voices that are primarily always assaulting you, number one is dread or fear, number two is guilt or shame, and number three is anger. And so generally the voices that you hear that are creating your anxiety or creating... whatever it is in your life, if you sit down, you realize one of those three voices are at the source of it. And the thing that, you know, contemplation goes way further deep than this. This is sort of a practical look at it, because contemplation ultimately is walking with God. But if you begin and you sit down and you realize and identify the voice, you've started to get, you know, to solve the problem. Because fear, guilt, and anger work primarily in the darkness. And so when you don't know what's driving you, those voices are a lot stronger. When you sit down and get quiet and you realize, oh, I'm feeling guilty because of this, it begins to take away the strength of guilt. And it also begins to lead you down a path where you can begin solving the problem. So
this is really deep stuff, Bob. I'm sure this is just a tiny portion of what you're bringing to the meadow. But I think you had a few things, you had jotted down some things you wanted to share about, you know, inviting people to the meadow.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, this whole contemplation really is to lead you into the presence of God. And that's, but here's the situation. What I felt and what, you know, I thought was a very, very important thing is one of the essential pieces of the meadow was that we would have a 2-year training program, and that this 2-year training program would give people vision of where God can take them. It would give them skills to help, you know, to help them to be able to go where God wants them to take them. And it would be a community of people that would be supportive and that would, you know, help those people and together walk into this deeper understanding of where spirituality can go.
Well, I realize in the last year, you've had, I think, 12 sessions, correct?
Yeah.
And you have about 50 people that are involved right now. So building this community, making it larger, how will you bring new people in? Or what's your goal here? What's your desire?
You know, we're having a 2-year program, so this year we would like to add 30 more people. But, you know, the thing is, this is not for everybody. And it's for people, I think, that are characterized by two things. It's for people who have a desire to want to walk deeper, or it's for people that are dealing with life, and because of whatever great crisis they have in their life, they need to find a bigger God. They need to find a better way of life, better way of coping with all the stuff that they have in life. And again, some of those circumstances could be, you know, the death of somebody in the family, your own personal sickness, you know, the fact that you've retired and you're wondering what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
Well, I think you've already given us our next podcast. I think we're definitely going to have to invite some of these people that have been involved for the first year in and hear their stories, because, I mean, I've been involved for a year, and and I've seen lives being changed and of deep love for God. And they're actually, for the first time, a lot of these people are experiencing the love of God in their own life.
Yep.
Yeah, so we just want to thank you for listening to our first podcast. We did it, Bob. It's pretty exciting. And we'll be putting together a lot more of these and talking about more of our subjects that we will be hosting and having at the Meadow Spiritual Development Forum. So if you would like any more information, all of this is available at our website at www.meadow4, and that's M-E-A-D-O-W 4, the number 4, .org. We'd love for you to check us out. And Bob's always available. His phone number is on the contact, so we'd love to hear from you. Thank you.